Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Uh-oh. Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM. Uh-oh, it's hump day. We are halfway through the week, but you know what? For a lot of people out there, still checking the mail for those unemployment checks, it's just another hard day of the week. Talking text line 884-9910. Quick poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Today's poll question, should the Supreme Court have term limits rather than their lifetime appointment? You know, this has been going on since the 1800s, but back then you had a life expectancy in your 50s. Now we have a life expectancy in our 80s. So it's not really what they had planned. Yesterday's poll question, should the Star Spangled Banner be replaced with America the Beautiful? 2% of those participating said yes. 72% said hell no. 16% said it doesn't matter what they change it to. They'll still have a problem with it. Just keep it the same. Stop trying to change our America. I love that one. 4% said, no, you cannot hijack our history earned by our brave warriors for freedom. That's a great one. 2% said, what a stupid question. I'm sorry, I don't think it is a stupid question because this is what people are trying to do. 2% said, stop singing it so often. Use it for international sporting events as in other countries. Stop singing it so often. Why would we want to stop singing it so often? It's an anthem of victory when we were controlled by tyrants. And we fought through. People laid down their lives for a flag, for a sense of pride and purpose. I don't think we need to stop singing the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem. I don't think it needs to be changed either. Let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Ken this morning. All the way from England. Hello, Ken. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be away from the tyranny, let me tell you. let me say two quick things, and it would be under the subject title of Where Are You? One of them would be the National Rifle Association. They have been conspicuously quiet during all of these riots. And, you know, unless it's true that they are literally underwater financially, I find that very disturbing that they wouldn't be out there alongside the president. And the other thing is, of course, the Country Club Republicans who really stand for nothing other than apparently making money. So that's my thought for today.
Well, those Country Club Republicans are just trying to save their seats and save their positions, pandering to both sides. And, yeah. You know, to be honest, Ken, I don't want to see the National Rifle Association out there. But I don't want to hear from them during these protests because this is not about firearms. This is about this group of white millennial punks that have never had to work a day in their life coming out of their parents' basements thinking that this is a way that they can create change by destroying things to turn us into a communist country. Trust me, we all know what the NRA stands for and what the Gun Owners of America stand for. And we know we're standing shoulder to shoulder with the president. So we're going to try to keep these protests as peaceful as possible. But, you know, we know how to protect ourselves.
What? Absolutely. And don't get me wrong, I'm not calling for an inflammatory statement from them at all. But I personally, the left is never ashamed to be provocative and to be aggressive. And frankly, Monica, I'm tired of conservatives always having to be on the defense.
Yeah.
It gets pretty old.
It does.
And I get it that Senator Blowhard wants to hold on to his seat somewhere. But, you know, the bottom line is that even just if it were a black and white image of a very respectable looking lady or a senior citizen that could be, and the headline is, you know, more than ever, the Second Amendment. I just think something like that, it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, nobody has to go and get the Heritage Foundation to go and form a committee on it. But I am disappointed that, you know, in general, and I think Tucker Carlson spoke about this, conservative voices are very silent right now, and that's very disturbing to me.
I believe personally, Ken, it's just because we know what's going on, and the silent majority is going to speak up here real soon. Have you looked at the latest deaths in Chicago?
Yes, but that's been ongoing for years. That's not news.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep a running tally for every weekend to let people know that,
yeah,
you know, hey, 20 people were shot last weekend and 7 were murdered. And, oh, wait, that was the weekend before. 14 people were actually killed this last weekend. So I can even imagine what it's going to be about on Independence Day. Ken,
I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
It's not about, Nancy Pelosi can't even remember George Floyd's name. She called him George Kirby the other day. This is not about George Floyd. This is about creating anarchy. Because if it was about Black Lives Matter, they would be protesting in Chicago every single day. It's about creating anarchy with Antifa, with Weather Underground, and all these other groups that have infiltrated this country in the name of social justice. We've heard it before. The only way to take down America is from the inside. So they've infiltrated, and they're trying to tear us down so they can build us back up as a communist nation. And Ken, with you in England, with me here, we're not going to let it happen. So thank you so much for the call, and thanks for being my friend on Facebook as well. That's what it is about. That's what all of this is about. It's not about a virus. It's not about any particular person's life. Because look at all of the lives that have been lost since these rioters, looters, peaceful protesters, have been out in the name of George Floyd. They can't even remember his name. When you were shut down, when you couldn't visit loved ones, when your family members died, when they died alone, no one holding their hand, when you couldn't bury them and have a funeral, the left, the voices who wanted to be heard, didn't care about any of the rules that they had set forward for you and I. They had 3 memorials, a gold casket, saying that his death is more important to the world than Princess Diana. People start protesting for Black Lives Matter in England. more black lives have been lost at their hands. A father is crying out for the National Guard to take over and dismantle Chaz in Seattle because his son, his 19-year-old son, was murdered inside of Chaz. There was another murder inside of Chaz. A 16-year-old. People in critical condition. Where is that all over the news? It's not there. Because it's a summer of love in Seattle. Remember? Governors don't speak up until, you know, BLM comes knocking on their door. And why does it seem like the majority of members that are making up BLM in all of these protests and attacks that turn into riots are 20-something ignorant, uneducated, unsocialized white kids? I'm sorry. They're not kids. They're punks. They're 20. They're adults. They need to be arrested and prosecuted as adults. And for a number of them, they're murderers. But yet we still have city officials, Devin Reese, apologizing for his white privilege. The city of Reno, standing shoulder to shoulder with the Black Lives Matter movement, rather than local law enforcement. And whatever you do, please do not believe the lies that have been told by the city of Reno. The lies that no officers were hurt in our little tete-a-tete that we had. Because one officer was hospitalized, and about 30 other plus officers were injured. So, if you accept the lies, if you elect Devin Reese, if you don't call Hillary Sheevy or all of the city council people, you're just as guilty. With all the things that are going on in this world, let's take a look in our own backyards, because we're not being very supportive of those who protect us, of the monuments that remind of us of our history. And it's even more disgusting that this is all happening as we lead up to the day that we celebrate our independence from a tyrannical government as we let another one take over, Governor Sisolak. Will you come out this Saturday, by the way, since you're going to have people, constituents from both sides? Who will you come out and stand with this weekend? Or will you be vacationing mask-free someplace else? I'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. Thanks for being here today on this Wednesday. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And that, of course, is should the Supreme Court have term limits instead of lifetime appointments? I want to know what you think about this. I'm going to get to an email that, spells it out really well. for us. Right now, though, we go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jane this morning with some comments about Devin Reese. Hi, Jane. Thanks for calling the show.
Good morning, Monica. I would like to take this opportunity to just clarify Devin Reese's background. He was a married man with three children, and over nine years into his marriage, he divorced his wife and began living with his lover. On those values alone, I would question his traditional values that I have, and probably not vote for him, not because he's a gay man, but because he doesn't have the same values I have. And I'd also like to state that the more your listeners delve into the personal histories of people who are in positions of power, the more they're going to begin to understand why Reno is becoming such a liberal city. Take, for instance, Officer Soto, who was the chief of police and now it took over Sabra Newby's job. Officer Soto was told about Sabra Newby and her illegal multi-million dollar contract for many, many years that she signed in Clark County when she was the assistant Clark County manager. And Soto did nothing about it. Of course, Clark County isn't his jurisdiction, but it's a vetting issue. Mm-hmm. She committed criminal activity in Clark County, and yet he allowed her to become a candidate and then to be chosen by the Reno City Council without their vetting out her prior criminal history. So, again, this history would be enough to cause me not to have Soto take any positions of power in the city of Reno.
Well, I think there's a few people that would agree with that. But, Jane, just as a correction, actually, he's still chief and he is the acting city manager. So, he is still the chief of Reno Police. There is an acting chief, Robinson, but, you know, it just, again, goes to show that the welfare of the city of Reno and the people who live here, it's not really a priority. The political games that they play for whatever reason, that's their priority. The power, the manipulation, you name it. Going back to our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. This is a great answer. Monica, you asked the audience this morning about Supreme Court justices' terms. I'd like to see that happen, but with a caveat. Yes, appointment for 12 years with the possibility of an additional 12 years after the first term. That would maintain the stability of the court in that any appointee could spend 24 years on the court. An additional benefit would be that no president could renominate a justice because presidents are limited to 2 4-year terms. The only way the 2-term rule might be tested is if an elected president dies in office during the first month of his term, the vice president would take over. But matter how you do the math, if the VIP serves, blah, 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 blah. I think that's a great idea. I think that is a very, very cool idea. This is what happens when you and I talk together, when we come up with ideas. You know that whole we the people thing? Yeah. Time to cut out the middleman, as in elected representatives who do nothing to represent us. That leads me to another point here of an email that we received. Ms. J, that's a song from the 80s. An idea, limit funding sources of state and local elections and propositions to within the state. No funding from national parties, or non-residents. This should lower the cost of local elections and remove outside influence. I recall a recent proposition pushed by an out-of-state billionaire. The national parties will hate this, but what do you think? I think that's the best idea that anybody has ever come up with. And I'm going to take credit for it because I've been pushing that for a while now. No, I'm kidding. I'll give you credit, Dana. We need all outside influence removed from our elections. That includes international money. That includes Bloomberg money coming in to get Dumawak elected. Because that is the problem. You're being manipulated by people who have no stake in our elections except to have a certain party elected. Our votes need to go back to we the people, we the community. Do away with the PACs. Do away. I mean, I would be so far to go as say, put limits on how much money they can spend. Give it different levels. Put everybody on the same playing field. And then maybe you might actually have to address issues, address personal histories, personal ideals, rather than the special rules for special people's mentality of do as I say and not as I do with the current administration here in Nevada. We'll be back after this with more of your calls, your texts, your comments on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on your live and local FM talk show. It's the Monica Jay Show indeed, but right now we're going to turn it over to the Bruce Show. Bruce, thank you so much for calling the talk and text line at 884-9910. You want to talk about action.org. Great subject.
Yes, and I just sent you the Live Free campaign of Faith in Action, which on July 10th through the 12th is going to be the Black Lives Matter weekend Sabbath, where you're supposed to wear all black clothes, BLM Can't Breathe t-shirts for solidarity, and all the rest, and then checking with J.D., which I've known for years since he was almost a kid, that they're all in 100%. And I just don't understand how they can be bought into this narrative, as well as churches, even concerned about even Sparks Christian Fellowship buying into this narrative. I'm not really sure the stance there, but I
let me explain the stance to you, Bruce, and that is the same thing with our education system. Those who want to turn this country into a communist nation from within knew a long time ago that not only did they have to take over the education system, not just university, but K through 12, but they knew that they had to infiltrate the churches. And there are a lot of priests, a lot of pastors, fathers, whatever you want to call them, ministers, a lot of them that are total socialists. It's not about preaching the gospel and the word of our Father. It is about preaching division in a way of politics. You've seen this happen, yeah, even before now with priests and the clergy coming out and saying what a horrible human being, you know, Donald Trump is, what a divider, and encouraging people to vote against him. And I'm sorry, but that is not the place of the church.
No, absolutely not. And I understand that there's many that believe that Jesus would have been a socialist.
You know, and I don't think he would have been. Because, you know, you can read in different passages in the Bible, there are laws of man that you have to abide by. It's called civilization. It's called civility. You know, yes, we are supposed to live by his law of love one another and treat each other with respect and grow together. But still, he knew that there was evil in this world, and you have to control that evil by laws of man. And when they're not enforced, that's when society breaks down.
Yeah, and it just blows my mind that they bought into this complete narrative, knowing that the founders, the three women, are Marxists. And they're anti-family, they're pro-reproductive rights, they support the LGBTQ on agenda, and they're particularly completely anti-family.
And that's where we come to complete anarchy, not only in this country, but in the world. When you take out the family aspect, when you take out the family education, the family learning, the family values, morals. Bruce, thank you so much for originally tipping me off to Action with Two N's. That's ACTION.org.
Yeah.
And I've been following them, and I appreciate all of the emails that you send me regarding them, because it's, you know, I have no time for that BS, so I'm not going to sign up with him. So I appreciate you sending me the information.
Yeah.
Bruce, thank you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And then I also honored that you've been able to utilize all my vagrant pictures on your website.
Oh, yes, those pictures are amazing. So, you know, keep them coming, because this is how we protect each other.
Well, there's pretty interesting. There's still a large vagrancy issue on the river.
So
I took my bike ride yesterday.
Yeah. Bruce, thank you so much for calling the show today. And you be safe out there and protect yourself. Everything is still going on that you don't hear about. By the way, if you want to find out more, go deeper into what Bruce and I were just talking about again, it's ACTION.org. They are funded by the Open Societies Foundation, which, if you haven't figured out by now, is George Soros. And infiltration is what it's all about. Infiltration in our education system, in our political system, in our religious beliefs. Log on to their website and just go through some of the values, and you'll understand that if your church is buying into what these people are selling or having them speak to the congregation, you might want to find someplace else to worship. Just saying. Going back to, so many texts and emails today. I greatly appreciate it. Yes. Exactly. Okay. What happened to my body, my choice, chanters, when it comes to masks? That's a good question. That's a good question. It's because it's not about that. It's about control and who has the control and the power to make you do their will. You know what a mask does? You know why you're being encouraged and mandated to wear masks? It takes away your identity. It takes away who you are. It's not about protecting you. It's about taking away your identity, taking away your smile. You know what happens when other people see you smile at them, they smile back. That boosts their immune system. No, really. That's scientific fact. When you play with the dogs, when you go outside, it boosts your immune system. That's not what they want. That's not what the Marxists in this country who are trying to push us over the edge, because we've been socialist for a long time. There's different levels. And let's just call them what they are. They're Marxists. Let's stop calling them liberals, because that's too close to liberty. And they are completely against that. And if this ever happens, if we are ever taken over as a communist country, for all those people who support action, battle-born progress, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all those people who feel that they are fighting for a righteous cause, guess what? You're going to be on the short end of the stick with the rest of us. The LGBTQ community, on the short end of the stick with the rest of us. Because when it comes to Marxism, communism, as some like to just refer to it as, there's only a slight few who are actually in the lead, who are actually controlling, pulling the strings, who get the freedoms. And you're not going to be a part of that. You're going to be a part of the poor working class you think that you're fighting for right now. Turn off the media. Pick up a book. And figure out what you're actually fighting for. Defunding the police. Muslim Brotherhood now taking over and protecting their communities. This is not going to turn out well for this country if we don't take it back now. It's not about homelessness. It's not about gay versus straight, Muslim versus Jew or Christian. It's not about poor versus rich. It's not about men versus women. It's not about black versus white. It's about an election and our freedoms. And people are so missing that point right now. And they have so much hate in their hearts that they are willing to separate from family members and call them names and, "I never want to see you again." It's too bad that that passion that they seem to have can't actually be used for good, can't actually be used to bring us together. All of the money that is funding all of this hatred, the billions and billions of dollars that are paid out to buy elections, that are paid to buy politicians, paid out to caravans to crash our borders, paid out to insignificant, ignorant people who go around rioting and trying to burn cities down. All of those hundreds of billions of dollars. Imagine the good that could actually have come up with that. Creating spaces for people who don't want to work. Creating happiness for people. Well-being, health care. But in the end, that's not what they want. They just want control over all of us. The truth is out there. You just have to open up your ears, your eyes, and your mind and actually look for it. We'll be back after this. We'll be back. I'm not Agent Scully. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hey, you can share as much as you want any day and every weekday between 10 and noon. As we go to wrap up the show here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, I want you to think about this. We're just about 2 weeks away from a special session where Democrats are in control. Just looking at a few things that could be a possibility, like repealing the constitutional prohibition on a personal income tax. I've been saying that was going to happen for, well, pretty much all year. At the end game, that's what Sisolak is going to go for. Probably repeal the Gibbons tax restraint requirement that tax hikes be approved by 2/3 supermajority on the legislature. But he already, Governor Sisolak already bypassed that in the Senate. Yeah. Wonder how that Senate Republicans lawsuit is going on when this man keeps going around on the Constitution and things that we've put into place. How about removing the cap on mining taxes? We are going to be $1.3 billion in the hole by the time February regular session gets here. In this special session this month, happy July 1st, by the way, we are going to get raked over the coals. And then February will be the last push. We cannot let this happen to this amazing state. It's no joke that we have been Californicated. It is what's going on right now. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Supreme Court justices serve terms instead of lifetime appointments? 82% of those participating in the poll say, yeah, that's a good idea. Something to think about. Think about a lot of stuff. The cancel culture that we have going on right now, what we are letting people get away with, sins of the past that are coming out now, that companies are just cutting people loose. I hate to say this, it just came out this morning. Ed Henry, selfless man, gave part of his liver to his sister. He was fired this morning after a sexual misconduct allegation. Did this just happen? No. Happened years ago. Years and years ago. But that doesn't seem to matter in today's time. We all make mistakes. We fall down, we get back up. I'm not condoning what he did. But when we make mistakes, we move on. Here's Ed Henry being fired, yet, oh, who was the pervert that was so popular in the morning news? Lauer, Matt Lauer? They're actually thinking of giving him his job back in him getting back into the news. Again, I think people look at political parties, political affiliation, when all this comes about. Nobody's safe from the cancel culture. But it's up to you. Are you going to put up with it? It's your money that they're after. No matter how much money you think little it might be. It's from the tennis shoes you buy, the food you eat, the internet that you use, the TV you watch. You're the one that really makes the decisions. I love you. Have a great day. I'll catch you tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1.